is time now for the Coast to Coast Close Up. My name is Matt Ryan, joined on the phone right now by Justin Legacy. Justin, thanks so much for your time. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. What about you, man?
Yeah, doing well, Justin. I want to ask you about your brand new song that was just released here at early parts of the new year, beginning of January here, called Best Bad Idea. It's a good tune, a great tune. I've been listening to this one. Can you tell us a little bit about your brand new one, kind of the story behind it and how that one came to be written?
Well, you know, even it's kind of a story about, you know, of course, a girl. You know, when, like, your entourage, like, family and friends are like, I'm not sure that this is a good idea, you know. you should look forward, or maybe, I don't know. And it's just kind of a funny story about, like, these kind of toxic relationships and, you know, just a little reminder of errors that we all do, you know.
And so the title, Best Bad Ideas, that's something that you kind of had in the archives for a little bit. That title come as you were writing this one. How did the writing process work for you?
Actually, this song is one that we picked, that we had the chance to pick from writers in Nashville. We're super pumped about it, but it felt like we had to pick it just because it was like perfect with the album that we had and the genre and like the vibe and everything. So, yeah.
Did you know, I mean, when songs get pitched to you like this one, did you kind of know as soon as you were listening to this one that you needed to record this one? Did you know pretty quickly?
This one, I knew like the second we pressed play on the song.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. The vibe, the kind of a little bit of hip hop in it. I don't know.
Yeah.
It just felt right. It just felt like I needed it. And they accepted. They just sent it to us and we're super pumped to have it.
Very cool. I love hearing kind of how that all comes together. Again, joined right now by Justin Legacy. Justin, how is kind of playing this song live? I believe you played this song live at least once, maybe multiple times, but how's that kind of been like for you playing this one live and playing a brand new song for the first time to a live audience?
You know what? I feel like I loved it like even more when I played it live.
Wow.
I played it in Toronto with my buddy John Anthony, and actually our tracker was there, and she was like, okay, this song has to be the single. Like we all knew that something was about this song, and I don't know, I'm really pumped that it works and that you guys share it to the world. I'm super happy.
Awesome. Very cool. Love hearing about that. Justin, what's kind of on the way for you here in 2023? Are you hoping to be busy playing live shows, maybe planning some summer shows later on this year? What's kind of this year looking like for you?
Yeah, of course. Actually, we have a lot of festivals in the summer. We have some gigs before that just to, you know, prepare the shows and to be, like, on point. And we have actually another EP release in maybe April.
Okay.
So maybe another 5 or 6 songs just to complete the first one we released, and kind of so it kind of feels like a full album. So,
yeah, very cool. This is maybe something you can't announce at this point, but is the EP going to, do you know a name of the EP? Is it going to be a kind of a self-titled EP, or can you not mention that at this point?
Well, the first one is Tempted Part 1. Mm-hmm. And there is no song that's called Tempted on the first EP. So we'll probably go with, like, you know, Tempted Part 2
just
to, like, complete the concept, everything. So,
yeah, very cool. That's awesome. Looking forward to that for sure. Justin, I really appreciate you taking some time to chat here today. Love the sound of the new tune. I'm sure we'll catch up again down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks to you, man. Thanks for having me.